from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
In life and recovery, every day is a little different. Embrace the good days, the not so good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
5-8-8-1-0-5-7, the fan news from the nest here on this Turn It Up Tuesday. John Harbaugh yesterday afternoon met with the media after day two of training camp 2024, and one of the players he talked about was fourth year out of Penn State, Adafe Owe.
He's looked very good. Adafe's looked very good, and I'm hoping that he has, I guess you'd call it a breakout year, you know, if you want to call it that. Make those plays in the quarterback. He had a lot of pressures last year. You know, take it to the next level and go ahead and get the guy and get the quarterback on the ground, probably. I'm sure he wants to do that. And then continue to be an explosive player. Really unique skill set. I mean, he can really move and run around and be disruptive. So that's what I'm hoping for.
Yeah, so's everybody else. You know, I mean, Harb's, everything he said, Bob, is I'm hoping. I mean, they need him to take that jump. I mean, because they don't have anybody. Van Noy's not getting nine again.
Nope.
And athletically and stuff, he's the guy that has the athleticism to be able to make a jump from 5 to 8 or 9 or 10. And they need him to. Can he? We'll see. I mean, he's flashed some things out there with shorts on, but we'll see when get the pads on. Because what happens to him a lot, and I notice at practice too, is like when he gets engulfed by an old lineman, it's over. It's over. There's no counters. And, you know, as a natural rusher, because you can't always just go down the cylinder, you know, especially if you're not a bigger guy. I mean, you got to play the edges and be really smart. I'm hoping Owe can get it done, because if not Owe, who?
That's the question they can't answer.
No, because right Ajabo's not ready.
Yeah, the who is somebody out there looking for work right now.
Yeah, but then you say, who's out there looking for work that can upgrade us?
Now, Adafe Owe himself met with the media yesterday and was asked about the off-season work that he put in to get ready for this hopefully breakout season.
We're in Atlanta. It was me, Beeks, Ajabo. Tavius came a little later. I was good work, hot, really hot. I feel like that is going to prepare us for, you know, the weeks ahead, especially in training camp. But we got a lot of good work with Dez Walker. So, it was good work.
I like Dez Walker. I think he's going to play some type of role for the Ravens at some point. Probably not right away, but at some point, just because of his speed and stuff. And I noticed 81 out there. You know, is he a little raw right now? Yep. But expected him to be raw just from what he could or couldn't do at North Carolina. So I like his chances maybe by week 6, 7, something. We'll see in the preseason game. Maybe he takes off, because he's going to play a whole bunch in those three preseason games.
But getting back to Oweh, he talked about working with Matabike and David Ajabo and Tavis Robinson, you know, trying to get that chemistry together, as all of them are going to be, hopefully, by the time we get to the midway point of the season and games played. So we know what Matabike brings to the equation. By the way, I don't see 13 sacks from him again, but hopefully I'm wrong. But double digits, I don't think's far-fetched. But the other three, come on.
Tavis Robinson, I don't see it, Bob. I mean, if they could get five out of him, possibly something like that, that would be awesome. He's a long striding guy that is not a burner, going to beat you with speed on the outside. So he's not a nifty guy, because when you're a long striding guy, you don't have nifty feet. He doesn't have nifty feet. That's his biggest problem. So it would have been nice if Adisa Isaac would have got a chance to see him, because he had production at Penn State, but who knows what's going to happen with him. He's pulled his hammy three times.
He's way behind, I'm guessing.
Because he has not taken a rep in the National Football League in practice.
5-8-8-1-0-5-7, the Fan News from the Nest on this Turn It Up Tuesday. Adafe Oweh was asked about his mentality coming into his fourth season in the league.
Leaning on God. I know who I am. I know what I could do. A lot of the plays that, you know, I know I can make are going to be there, right there for me, and it's just for me to go and take it, so I'm ready.
Well, that's the thing. Finish. Got to finish. You know, everybody says, well, I had a bunch of hurries. You don't get paid for hurries. If you want to get paid, which he's make or break this year, if you want to get paid, you go get a good example. Matabike.
Yeah.
He got paid. What? 13 sacks. Yeah, he got paid. So if you go out there and you have 20 pressures, think anybody really gives a crap? No. But if you go out there and you have 12 sacks, you're getting paid.
Yeah. Matabike had as many sacks last year as Oweh's had in his career.
Yeah.
Which is 13 heading into this one. And then finally, remember Chuck Smith said last year everyone's going to have a signature move. Here's Oweh talking about what Chuck Smith has added to his game.
Probably say like the mentality of being, you know, just dominant pass rusher. A plan. He has something that he always says, like finish the rep with a rip. So, you know, bringing that as well. Just trying to be a savant in pass rushing. You know, he brings that to the table.
I think, to me, the signature move for Oweh is a spin. I mean, that's kind of his go-to. That's what he likes to do. And that's the one he seems like he has the most production with, is his spin move. Because he can run 4-4. To be a savant as a pass rusher, you can be as smart as you want, as good, but you got to make the plays, you know, because do people have confidence in Oweh to be that rusher and go get 10 sacks? I don't. You don't. Mm-hmm. You know, I don't think many people do. Harbs is even like, we hope.
Yeah.
That's not confidence in him. We're just hoping the guy can do it. Because, and I always go back to this. Why do you expect a guy that his whole life has never had more than five sacks, why do you expect him all of a sudden to get 10?
They need him to.
I know.
But when do we start to get worried that he ain't?
Oh, Bob, if we're at, we'll notice during the games, if he's not getting pressure on the quarterbacks and stuff, it's a good thing they got a lot of depth and speed in the secondary.
But if they start bringing in veteran pass rushers,
then we know.
Then they know as well. It's 5-8-8-1-0-5-7, the Fan. That's Cats of Money, Buy or Sell Time. Also talk about sports subjects of this Turning Up Tuesday, like the Orioles at Miami, taking on the Marlins. Christina DiNicola covers Miami for MLB.com. What are they willing to sacrifice with the trade deadline a week away?
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Recovery from addiction can take many forms, and quite often, it's a team effort. For those in recovery, having support often leads to a better outcome. And for those supporting people in recovery, they celebrate every milestone. Here's to family, friends, loved ones, healthcare providers, and community groups who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. If you or someone you know is experiencing addiction, visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose to learn more about the various treatment options available.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be. To be.
There's sports betting, and then there's Circa Las Vegas, an adults-only sports watching nirvana. Now you can watch up to 19 games at the world's largest sports book on a 78-million-pixel, three-story mega screen. Plus, it's always spectator season at America's largest pool amphitheater, Stadium Swim. Stadium Swim is open 365 days a year and features all sports on an epic 143-foot screen. Book your reservation at CircaLasVegas.com. Circa Las Vegas, this is sports the way it should be.
On this Turn It Up Tuesday, cranking it up to 12, you win it loud. Send your song request, Plaza Support text line at 410-583-1057. Bob Haney, Vinny Serrato, Nolan McGraw, plenty of sports subjects to get into, and we'll address as many as we can. But right now, most importantly, let's count that cash by ourselves.
All right, we got a little green on the phone today. The Dow's up 77. The S&P's up 13, NASDAQ's up 74, DraftKings up 67 cents, Under Armour down 8 cents to 645.
All right, we'll start things today in the NFL, where we know a great quarterback can always elevate the talent around them, but even the best at the quarterback position, they do need support to sustain success. Building around your quarterback, almost as essential as finding one in the first place. With that in mind, CBS Sports has ranked the 10 best quarterback situations, accounting for skill positions, O-line, and coaching. The Ravens and Lamar Jackson, where do they rank? Well, they come in at number 8 for those curious. But number 1 on the list is the Detroit Lions and Jared Goff, who they call the, quote, figurehead of the NFL's most balanced offensive attack. David Montgomery, Amon-Ra St. Brown, and maybe the most talented O-line. They're the strengths there in Detroit. But Vinny, are you buying or selling that Goff truly has the best quarterback situation?
Let me see. Who's 2, Norm?
San Francisco was up there. Got to account for Philly, adding Saquon.
Yeah, I would say Detroit or San Fran is pretty fair. Mm-hmm. And I would say that the Ravens situation is not bad either, really, with especially, you know, now with Henry. But with Detroit, excellent offensive line, excellent running backs, excellent tight end. They have an offensive coordinator that's turned down head coaching jobs. So, yeah, I'll buy that. I'll say that it's a really good situation for him. And Amon St. Brown, I didn't really, like, appreciate him till I watched the receivers thing on Netflix. Have you seen that, Bob?
I have not.
Have you seen it, Norm?
No, not yet.
But, I mean, it really makes you appreciate Amon St. Brown. I mean, you know, the stuff that he goes through and the pain that he plays with and everything. He speaks 3 languages and everything is.
I can barely get through the one eye, kind of, sort of, now.
Bob, you would know his dad. His dad was the famous bodybuilder. Bodybuilder.
Arnold Schwarzenegger?
Black guy.
I think Jameson Williams is going to have a bust-out year for Detroit this
year. Yeah, he's ready.
Yeah.
He's ready.
A little baseball here. The Dodgers, their commanding lead atop the NL West. Not a surprise given their track record, but when you consider the massive issues they've had with pitching injuries, maybe the comfortable lead on top of the division is a little bit of a surprise. They've already used 31 different arms this season. Oddly enough, that's right behind the Brewers, who also lead their respective division using 32 different pitchers. Now, the record for most arms used in a single season in MLB history, actually a four-way tie between four losing teams. The 2021 Orioles are among that group, 19 Mariners, 21 Mets, 22 Cubs, all recent history as well. But buy or sell, Bob, the Dodgers will use at least 12 more arms this year to break the record.
I'll go ahead and buy it because they've had a real problemo with injuries, but they're getting Glasnow's coming back, Kershaw's coming back. It looks like Walker Buehler's going to be back before the season is over. By the way, Paxton, apparently the Red Sox have some interest in him, who was DFA'd by LA yesterday. But yes, I will buy that because unfortunately for LA, I mean, and they're maintaining their advantage in the division because Arizona, San Francisco, and San Diego aren't ready to level up. But it also speaks volumes, Nolan, about the fact that they got some pretty premier position players. And they've been doing a lot of this without Mookie Betts for a long time, too.
Back to the NFL.
Hey, Norm, one second. John Brown, Bob, he was Mr. Universe twice. Professional in the 80s.
Okay. And bodybuilding. I remember the old Charles Atlas things in comic books.
Yeah, and Schwarzenegger. Yeah, so he was probably right around Schwarzenegger.
Let's see. Earlier this offseason, the Dolphins thought they found a proper solution for their pass rush concerns when they signed Shaq Barrett to a one-year deal. Well, earlier this week, surprised the team, announcing that he's retiring from football at the age of 31. Said he wants to spend more time with his family and had been contemplating this for quite some time. Now, 2023, last year, quality year for him. It's not like he saw a significant decline. Injuries impacted 2022, but last year, 4.5 sacks, 3 forced fumbles. So he showed he can still play. But buy or sell, Vinny, it's not the end for Barrett. We'll see him catch the football bug at some point down the road.
I'll sell it. I'm guessing that, you know, he went down there and it's hot and I got to go through 2 days or, you know, practice. You know, I think he was probably just done, mentally just done. I don't think he'll be back.
Yeah, and he was in a good situation.
Yep, real good, because everybody's hurt for them.
Little NBA here. Russell Westbrook is going to play for his sixth team in as many years when he puts on a Nuggets jersey this season. An interesting move for a title contender that already has a pretty solid core in place. And when you look at Westbrook, his role over the past couple years, going from a starter who was a triple-double machine on a nightly basis, now in a bench role where the scoring is way down and he doesn't really fill the typical needs that you look for from a bench player. Three-point shooting, defense, those are both deficiencies for him. But buy or sell, Bob, Westbrook's arrival does nothing for the Nuggets' chances of making another final.
I'm going to sell that because they lost KCP, right? And I believe Reggie Jackson moved on. I think he just signed with the Sixers. They've lost some veteran depth in the backcourt. He goes from L.A. where he deferred. Remember, he was starting. They get Harden. He goes, hey, I'll come off the bench, which was selfless. You go to Denver, championship hopes for him. I think it rejuvenates him to some level. But you make a good point. He's never been the greatest of shooters. Not exactly Sidney Moncrief defensively. But at this stage, I think he'll be selfless and be a team-oriented sort of guy.
Well, before we hit the break, our giveaways continue this week on Vinny and Haney. Two more tickets to see Green Day next Monday, actually, July 29th at Nationals Park in D.C. Green Day, they're on their Saviors tour right now. Tickets on sale, Live Nation, but we're giving away a pair right now. I'm looking for caller number 4, at 410-583-1057. Again, two tickets to see Green Day.
Yeah, if you want to be an American idiot, just do what Nolan told you to do. Call and get those tickets to see Green Day. When we come back, talk about the Miami Marlins. They're 30 games under 500. They're going to be selling, we think, within the next week. Christina DiNicola covers Miami for MLB.com. 12:45-ish, Vinny's going to talk about what he's looking to see out of training camp day number 3, which starts at 1:20. NFL lunch, 1 o'clock. American League East report. And then Nate Davis, USA Today, will talk some NFL with him at 1:30. He's got his record projections for 2024. Let's just say you might not like what he's got the Ravens doing. Turn it up Tuesday. Vinny and Haney, 105.7 The Fan. Little winger for you. Anything you want loud, we'll play it. Send your request, Plaza Sport text line at 410-583-1057. Orioles back on the diamond tonight, taking on the Marlins in Miami. Bird's best record in the American League. Marlins kind of the exact opposite there in the National League. Bob Haney, Vinny Serrato, Nolan McGraw, let's welcome in. Talk about the opposition for the first place Orioles from MLB.com. Let's welcome to the show for the first time Christina DiNicola. Hope I got your last name right, by the way, Christina, but welcome to The Fan either way.
Thank you for having me, and you pronounced it perfectly.
Ah, thank you very much. That English, I did learn it every now and again. My GED paid off handsomely. Thank you, Christina. But here in Baltimore, we lament the injuries to the Orioles pitching staff rotation in particular. Bradish, Wells, Meansy, Kramer was on the IL for a month and a half. But boy, you look at Miami and the injuries they've suffered in their rotation, whether Sanchez, Lazardo, Alcantara. I mean, we understand it's been a rough year, but a lot of it, I assume, stems from the fact that three-fifths, four-fifths of their projected rotation is kind of watching baseball right now.
You would be correct. At one point, there were 7 starting pitchers on the injury list. Edward Cabrera, who I believe starts tomorrow, just recently came back, so that makes only 6. But yeah, I mean, if you look at last year's success for the Marlins, it was based on the starting pitching and how they always kept the team in games, and then the bullpen held it, and they won a lot of one-run close games. I think historically one of the best of all time. It's kind of been the opposite this year. Just they're basically, let's say, today's starter, Kyle Tyler, was a very under-the-radar depth piece. You know, you don't think he might see a couple of starts. This today will be his 4th start already with the Marlins just because of all those injuries. So it's been that kind of year.
Now, Christina, as we're a week away from the trade deadline, and if Jesus Luzardo is healthy, which he's not, I'm assuming he'd be a very popular candidate, maybe even Baltimore, for possible trade stuff. You have Tanner Scott, former Oriole, could be on the move, maybe back here to Baltimore. What can you tell us about the Marlins? I guess they're in sell mode to some level. Who are some names we should keep an eye on for the next 7 days?
Well, Tanner Scott definitely is going to be one of the, I guess, most sought after relievers. He last year tied, I believe, Felix Bautista, a familiar name for you guys, for the highest Fangraphs WAR. And then he's a first time All-Star this year, Tanner. He had some walk issues early on, but has completely kind of like quelled that fear. And he hasn't given up, I'm sure I'm going to jinx it now, an earned run in over a month, which is pretty impressive. But he's one to look out for. Jazz Chisholm Jr. obviously has been a name that's been brought up. He's been center field for the last 2 years as, you know, Luis Urias was over here. But he has seen some second base to get him off his feet a bit, as they've put it. But it doesn't also hurt to have, you know, teams that might have interest in an infielder see that he can still play second base where he was the All-Star a couple of years ago. A.J. Puck's another name, a high-leverage reliever who's a controllable arm, unlike Tanner Scott. Since he's come back from the injury list, he tried to start early in the year, didn't work out. He's been one of the more dominant relievers, I think a 2.22 ERA and 20-something outings. That's pretty impressive. The big thing for him is he changed his sweeper back to a hard slider, and he's kind of avoided the barrel of bats from the opposing team.
Yeah, Puck, former A's top prospect, Tommy John guy, like it seems like everybody else is, Major League Baseball. Christina DiNicola, talk of Miami Marlins, hosts the Orioles tonight. Start of a 3-game set, covers the Marlins for MLB.com. Now, I don't think he's going to get traded over the next 7 days, but Skip Schumacher, the manager there with Miami, is his tenure going to be coming to an end? A lot of chatter. He could be bouncing around to certain places. White Sox, I believe, are the most prominent possible destination there.
that's going to be a big topic of conversation once the regular season ends, to see whether he stays put or, you know, he's going to be high in demand. There was a reason he was the National League Manager of the Year last year in his first year. He very much sets the tone. He comes from the Cardinals pedigree, so that's kind of why the White Sox tie there, because Tony La Russa is still over there, and that's one of his mentors, where, you know, you hustle, everyone has, you know, to show effort, do the little things right. Fundamentally, the players respect him. You know, he's a former player. He's already shown that he can manage. And, you know, the way that the team has come out of the gate in the second half, they split a four-game series with the Mets. He held a team meeting beforehand. He says he only does that, I think, in spring training, right before this, then at the All-Star break, coming out of it, and then, you know, once the season's done. And it was basically, you know, they're the, you know, worst record in the National League, but people have stuff to fight for, whether it's how their future is with the organization, if they have a place there, you know, obviously pride, and then the teams they're facing. You know, the Mets are trying to contend. The Orioles obviously are one of the better teams in the American League. Like, they're going to see teams, and they could try to play spoiler.
Hey, Christina, how does the Marlins organization rank down there in South Florida, you know, with the Heat, the Panthers, who just won the Cup, and the Dolphins?
I think you kind of answered it there. And don't forget Inter Miami with Lionel Messi for however much longer he plays. It's going to be tough because, you know, the direction at least it seems they're going, it's going to be maybe a rebuild, or they're in a transition period. So the Dolphins are always going to be relevant because that's how football is down here. Don't forget the University of Miami, even though my alma mater hasn't really been very good the last couple of decades, people down here still care. And, yeah, the Panthers, the Stanley Cup champions, the Heat, although they haven't been what they, you know, were with LeBron and Wade and Bosch, like, they're still, you know, they've shown that sustainable winning, which is what the Marlins would like to get to. So it's a tough market right now for that organization.
Now, Christina, when the Orioles were getting ready to play the Cubs, we had Mark, I think it was Mark Levine from Chicago Station. I asked him, how did the Cubs win this series? He said, well, the bats got to go quiet. So I ask you, how do the Marlins win this series? But then the Cubs did sweep them.
Because the Orioles bats went quiet.
Yeah.
Right, exactly. Well, yeah, it's kind of the Marlins win or lose, and it's dependent on their pitching. And although those names you had mentioned at the beginning are not around, they have found a way to stay in games relatively well. They start out really rough at home to start the season, but now they suddenly have 9 walk-off wins, so they have a flair for the dramatic. But, you know, the Orioles have a very, very good lineup, as we all know, so it's going to be a challenge for those starting pitchers, but they can't go 5 or fewer innings and then have to rely on their bullpen, because the relievers, although they have been very, very good this year for the Marlins, it's tough to cover that many innings. I believe they're in the top 3 or so when it comes to that, and, you know, it catches up to a team.
Now, Christina, we don't want to brag too much about the Orioles' best record in the American League, coming off a 101-win season, you know, doing 4 or 5 All-Stars, et cetera, et cetera, not to mention the top farm system in baseball. That being said, what's that farm system looking like for the Marlins right now? You mentioned a rebuild. We just got through the phases of that where the Orioles were historically bad. What's the talent looking like down in the lower levels of the organization?
Well, the lower levels actually are a little bit better, I'd say, but no, from last year when the Marlins went for it, they kind of depleted a few of their prospects. And, you know, it paid off in the sense that they made the playoffs for the first time in a full season in 20 years. But that's kind of, I guess, part of the reason why the organization is how it's trending right now, is because the farm system is one of the weaker, if not the weakest, in baseball. You're looking right now at, like, the top 3 ranked pitchers, Noble Meyer, Thomas White. They were drafted last July. They're actually already at High A Beloit, and I saw them at the Futures game last week, and they would like to be a Double A Pensacola if they can by season's end. They're only 19. And then you have Max Meyer, who's at Triple A, has come off Tommy John surgery, should be back with the Marlins soon. But yeah, it's pretty thin in terms of, especially for impact position players. So it's kind of the opposite of what the Orioles have been able to churn out with amazing bats up and down the lineup in every position, it seems like.
Christina DiNicola covers the Miami Marlins for MLB.com. Christina, we appreciate the time. Enjoy the 3-game series. I'm not making any predictions because I said the Orioles were going to house the Cubs and they got swept, so I'm not popping off anymore. So good luck to the Marlins. We're cool with them. No hate there. So hopefully we'll talk to you down the road sometime.
I appreciate it. Thanks for having me. Well,
thanks, Christina.
Christina, it's Vinny and Haney, 105.7 The Fan. We'll come back, talk about what Vinny's looking to see, training camp day three. Well, the number one thing I would assume would be a healthy number eight running out there. Vinny and Haney, 105.7 The Fan. Here on this Turning Up Tuesday. Oh, we're cranking up here. What do we got, Nolan? This is like headbanger stuff.
Yeah, this is Anthrax.
Anthrax. They're part of that whole Metallica, Megadeth, Slayer realm of music. Armored Saint, going back to the 80s, early 90s. This is kind of the quintessential Turn Up Tuesday band. You might not like it, but it doesn't have to be metal. Pick whatever you want. You want to allow, we'll play it. Just tell Nolan. Send it to the Plaza Sport text line. 410-583-1057. Vinny's going to go to one winning drive. Before we do that, let's get out to the phones. Orioles taking on the Marlins, as you just heard from Christina DiNicola. Things are not ideal in Marlins land right now. Decimated by injuries. We'll get to the stats, American League East report. They're bad. Offensively, they're like really.
More Oriole fans tonight?
Really? Oh, I would think so.
Yeah, me too.
All right, let's get out to the phones. Go to Baltimore. It's Matt. Matt, you're on the Fan. What's happening?
What's going on, fellas? Thanks for taking my call. I called earlier when you guys were talking trade deadline, so I apologize if the topic is a little late.
Nah, you're all right.
So I would really like Vinny's opinion on, I guess my viewpoint on how to handle this, then being that you were a GM. Obviously the whole holiday thing is kind of semi-solid, real. We don't really know what's going on, but in my opinion, a commodity like that, I think it would be a mistake for us to deal him at the deadline. You know what I mean? I think something like that, a player like that should be handled and talked about and shopped around, in the off season more when you have everybody's attention. You're going to be able to get a little more value for him. You know what I mean? You can talk to every team and, like right now, people aren't going to give up certain things. But in the offseason, realistically, everything's on the table.
You know, it's funny, and Bob, you mentioned it earlier. Prior to the 2 weeks of the start of the season where Holiday was kicking ass at spring training, he was awesome last year, and he's doing well now. I'm not taking offers. Only
people mentioning him in possible trade talks are the national media trying to speculate on a blockbuster deal, and it's only for a Tarek Skubal level player, a controllable starting pitcher that plugs into your rotation and makes it immediately better. But all you have to do is listen to or read the people that cover the Orioles. Jackson Holliday is still considered to be untouchable. This is just national media scuttlebutt. And quite frankly, I don't think the Tigers are trading Skubal.
Yeah, I don't
quite
either.
Frankly, and as we talked about yesterday, and Ryan Ripken mentioned it earlier in the show, not only are you going to have to deal with negotiating with the Tigers, for instance, you got to worry about the other teams. You don't think the Dodgers are going to try to make a move for this guy or any other contending team that has the wherewithal with the assets to do so? All right, let's get back to the phones. Tom and Rising Sun. Tom, how are you?
How you guys doing today?
Good.
Good. Oh, to quote Rex Barney, well, I'm going to modify it. Ain't the ultra cold.
Damn right it is.
I'm sorry I didn't get to talk to you more. You and Jim are on the air. We'll see you before season.
Hey, you bring one down Friday, and I'll talk to you for as long as you want to.
I'm going Saturday. But if I can sneak down there, I'll come see you. But anyway, I want to say, Scooble Dooble Doo. Do what you got to get him. We got this shot right now. Make it happen. All right. We got so much talent. All right. This untouchable, that untouchable. We get somebody like that, I think we got it in the bag unless something really catastrophic happens. That's just my opinion.
All right, Tom. Thanks for the call as always. And again, looking ahead a little bit to next year's rotation. It's Grayson Rodriguez. And Grayson Rodriguez.
Povich.
Apparently Chase McDermott's on the taxi squad tonight down in Miami. But Corbin Burns, the expectations are he's going to leave, pun intended. How about old Elias throws that curveball and signs him to a deal And then it's not as dire. But I'm guessing not only are you looking at a guy like Scooble, best case scenario, because it makes your chances better this year, it also ensures that you have a controllable arm for next year, too. Because we talk about infielders and outfielders at the yin-yang for the Birds. They don't have a stud pitcher of that level ready to ascend yet.
Bob, how about if you go get a Scooble and you sign Burns?
Hey, Scooble Dooble Doo, for sure. Let's go to Rashawn in Baltimore. Rashawn, what's up?
What's going on, Bob and Vinny, man? What's Welcome up? Back, Bob.
Hey, good to be back.
Yeah, man. So with the Scooble trade, right, I'm not liking that proposed offer that was online, I guess, with the Holiday and what was it, Heston?
Heston, yeah.
How about this? I would trade Holiday, say a Causa, and a Mountcastle.
Damn.
What you think about that?
For Scooble?
Scooble and the other guy they have. I forgot the other.
It's the closer. Yeah. So what was
the
that?
Closer got.
Holiday, Mountcastle, and who else?
Causa.
Ugh.
Jesus.
Now you're trading your potential
center fielder.
Yeah, Causer might be the guy that long-term replaces Cedric Mullins here. And it seems as though they really like Colt Moomman, who's heated up a little bit in Arlington. How does that benefit you if you're Detroit, though? You know what I mean?
I mean, you get a gold glove first baseman.
Who you're going to have to pay next year.
Yeah, that's true. So I don't know what their plans are. But, you know, that was just one of the proposals. Because I was going to throw Stowers in there instead of Causa. But I don't know if the Tigers, you know, would that be enough for them.
I don't know. It's Scooble and Foley. And again,
the Foley guy.
It's just he's the closer. But he would be a setup guy here. It's just a hypothetical trade proposal. Basically Rashawn, this is what it would take to get Tarek Scooble from the Tigers. Not like this is me talking to Mike Elias getting some sort of inside information. This is what this means. And I don't think they're going to trade him. Scooble, that is.
You think they're just throwing it out there just to see, you know, just to...
People are calling them. Up. They're listening. So where there is maybe a little smoke, there could be some fire. But if you want him, give me the left side of the menu. And that's about as close to the left side of the menu you get trading Kerstad at Jackson Holiday.
It's not dumb because,
hey, thanks, Rashawn.
Because so many people are looking for pitching, and the people looking for pitching have the best farm system. So if somebody makes me a dumb offer,
yeah, I told you, they're on the phone listening to these a-holes.
Right.
What? No, dance,
can you believe
fools.
This one?
Dance, fool.
Ask more.
All right, Vinny, you're heading out to One Winning Drive. What are you going to be watching today?
Well, like you said, Bob, we'll see if Lamar's out there. And then can Bateman stack them? You know, are we coming back in again tomorrow and are we talking about Bateman made more plays? That's going to be big. And then, you know, like who else jumps out? You know, you're like yesterday, Eddie Jackson with a pick, Wiggins with a pick, Ali making a nice catch down the field. Who are those guys that are jumping out? Because it really matters when the pads come on. I think that's Thursday. That's when the real football, and that's where we find out a lot of answers.
All right, Vinny, heading out to One Winning Drive. As soon as we get the attendance report from the castle, we'll share it with you. But coming up next, got some NFL lunch, American League East report, preview the Orioles and Marlins, and Nate Davis, USA Today, talks about NFL with him. He's got his record projections for the Ravens and the rest of the NFL. Not only does he have the Ravens not doing all that great, he doesn't even have them in the playoffs. He'll talk about that at 1:30.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
In life, some days are good, and some could be better. The same is true for recovery. Both take work. Both take adjustments. Finding your path is a key part of your journey. And then it's all about walking it every day. Embrace the good days, the not so good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Be open to every part of the journey and welcome it. It's unique, and it's all part of you. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be. To be.
There's sports betting, and then there's Circa Las Vegas, an adults-only sports watching nirvana. Now you can watch up to 19 games at the world's largest sports book on a 78-million-pixel, three-story mega screen. Plus, it's always spectator season at America's largest pool amphitheater, Stadium Swim. Stadium Swim is open 365 days a year and features all sports on an epic 143-foot screen. Book your reservation at CircaLasVegas.com. Circa Las Vegas, this is sports the way it should be.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.